It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with the caretaker mayor, Rod Scholes. Rod, you taking care?
No, I'm taking care, Mayor. Very careful, Mayor.
That's the way. Now, I believe last week...
I'm never going to say I was a care bear.
That's my job. I was going to say last week you got an opportunity to cut a ribbon, mate. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, mate, I can't say too much about it because it is a commercial operation, but the Broadlands thing out of the old Pinneroo Caravan Park is coming out of the ground in a big way right now. So for over 55, it will be a community asset. Like we've always had it as an aim of council to be able to, people that retire or get to the near retirement age, to be able to stay in Muswellbrook and stay in Muswellbrook in an economic and a sustainable way. And this will provide that. And apparently their business model is anticipating up to 80% locals and about 20% tree changers. So just a good idea, but as I said, I can't push it too much because it's a commercial operation.
All right, we'll leave that there. What's happening with the major projects? Got any updates for us?
Yeah, just basically that they're all on track. The pool's now got a roof over all the new area with the splash pool, the cafe, the spa, the heated pool, all that's got a roof on it now. So it still looks on target for April, May. Hopefully we can get it done beforehand. But the Donald Horn building has been going along, the Tech 2 building down there near the library. It's going along very well. And the animal shelter is up out of the ground now and it's proceeding quite well. And council at meeting the other week is also organising the relocation of the sustainability hub to that location from near Olympic Park.
Hey, everything's coming along rather nicely by the sound of it.
It is.
Mate, before I let you go, we touched on this at the beginning. The council is now in caretaker mode. You're looking forward to the elections on December 4. I used this analogy with Sue Moore last week. So many people sitting on the sidelines, but you'd like them to put the headgear on and join you on the field.
I would. It'd be great for it to be a competitive choice so that the community actually can select who they think are the best people for the job. That'd be a much better way than not having it that way. But I also urge people that are thinking about putting their hand up that they really have a good look at what's involved, because it is quite an onerous task. It can be anywhere up to 6 hours a day if you really put your heart and soul into it. Yeah, if you feel you can help your community, put your hand up.
It's not all the glamour of ribbon cutting exercises. There is some work to do, lots of it throughout the year.
There's lots of reading, lots of understanding, yes, and sometimes having to make a decision that's not necessarily popular with everyone. So because we're there to make the right decision, which sometimes necessarily is not perceived as the good decision for particular people.
It's fair to say you can't keep everybody happy, can you, mate?
No.
Well, you keep me happy by joining us next week to keep us up to date with what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire. I'm very easy to deal with, Rod.
Oh, thank you, mate.